Do you know the one for Arizona? Natives? I heard this when I was going to school out there. Zonies?
No, I never heard of that. Zonies?
Yeah.
Where'd you go to school there?
University of Arizona.
Did you?
In Tucson, yeah.
How long did you go there?
Yeah, 5 years.
Oh my goodness. Is this, of course it was before you went back there. Did you take all your undergraduate work there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was a business major though.
Did you like it?
Mm-hmm.
Tucson?
I loved it. I want to go back.
I went to the University of Arizona. When it had, I think the first year I was there, it had 1,800 kids in it.
Wow. Those were the days, huh? Now it has about 3,500 or 35,000. It's big.
Were you mixed up in all the sorority things over there? Which one?
AOPI.
AOPI. I was a Kappa Sig.
All right. Hey, you like the Kappa Sigs. Yeah, they used to party with us a lot.
Out Sabino Canyon?
Uh-huh.
Did you ever take your beer kegs and go out there?
Yep, yep. Jump off the cliffs into the pools of water and stuff. Yep.
I got lots of memories.
It's a great place. Now, a person who's from the United States is called...
an American citizen?
Mm-hmm. And a person from our country to the north is?
Canadian.
How about from our country to the south?
A Mexican.
Uh-huh. Somebody who's black is?
Negro.
Mm-hmm. Somebody from Utah is usually of this religion.
Mormon.
Mm-hmm. And white people are called?
Anglos.
Okay. And country people? Names for country people?
Farmers. Ranchers.
Mm-hmm. How about redneck?
Well, I associate that with people more who have difficult personalities than I do with where they live.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how about people who don't have enough money to live on?
They're poor.
Okay. A person who works on a ranch?
He's a... well, he can be a cowboy. He can be a... herder, if it's sheep.
Mm-hmm.
Ranch hand.
Mm-hmm. How about a person who digs gold out of the ground? Or coal, or copper.
He's a miner.
Mm-hmm. And the mother of Jesus is?
Mary.
The woman in the Bible who had a child very late in her life is called?
Yeah, I can't come up with it.
It's also a name for a line of frozen cakes. It's something Lee.
Frozen cakes.
Could you say the name Sarah for me?
Oh, gosh. Of course.
About, well, say Sarah. Say Sarah.
Sarah.
Yeah, say Nellie for me.
Nellie?
Yeah, because I can't figure out how to trick people into saying Nellie either.
How do you trick them into saying Nellie? What do they want to say?
Oh, I don't know. There's no way for me to trick people to say Nellie, because I don't know what clue to give people.